All right, so intro to my first video. I'm gonna start this off just by saying thank you. You guys mean a lot to me. Just being embraced with open arms the last few years, especially since coming out. It was definitely nerve-wracking for me to come out, and then really positive to find that a good majority supported me, especially in the football world. It was that area that I was most worried about, but I've just had a really good experiences coming out. Everybody's welcomed me with open arms. Well, almost everyone. I've had a few people I've had to block over the years, but for the most part, it's been positive. But yeah, I just wanted to say thank you to everyone, and I hope you enjoy this next chapter of my life. Because right now, this is it. Yeah, we're gonna be having fun here. I'm still planning guests, figuring things out over the next couple weeks. I'm gonna have a few guests on. We're gonna talk football, hockey, the PWHL, that starts up January 1st, Toronto versus New York. But I'm really looking forward to seeing that, especially after they folded the PHF. Yeah, it's gonna be good. Anyways, enjoy. Hey guys, week one of the Big Mac Sports Show. We're gonna try and do this weekly thing. Wednesday or Thursdays are going to be release dates. Everything's up in the air right now. Just my kid is well was due Friday. As of right now, we learn induction date tomorrow, or should learn it, so fingers crossed we figure out that. But yeah, so my whole life's gonna be up in the air over the next couple weeks. But I will try and get a week two out next Wednesday. But yeah, so here's hoping that this can go well. Welcome to the new chapter in my life. Thank you for joining me. Starting off, we're going to talk about Vanier Cup. I just went on Saturday. It was an amazing experience. It was my first Vanier Cup. First U Sports playoff game, actually. So what a better way to celebrate that than go to the biggest game of it all. Congratulations, Montreal. Both teams played an amazing game. Really good defense. I must say, I was expecting the score to be higher. But yeah, no, it was a fun experience. Great atmosphere, Richardson Stadium. Always like, just as a Kingston kid, like Richardson Stadium's one of these stadiums to be at. But yeah, no, it was great experience. Shout out Montreal fans. You guys made it a fucking home game. You guys were biggest crowd. There was a sea of blue in one whole section. Every time Montreal did a big play, when UBC was out on their offense, you guys were drowning out everyone. I couldn't even hear snap count half the time, and I was sitting sideline, sideline at the 40, pretty much. Shout out to Stash CFL on Reddit for those seats. I appreciate you very much. But yeah, no. Vanier Cup, great experience. Loved it. Congratulations to Montreal. You guys deserve that. That was definitely one of the best defenses in U Sports history. You guys, congratulations. I'm gonna throw in some highlights or some clips that I got, just a couple. I was trying out recording. I had my phone out, tripod, gimbal, everything like that. So I'm going to throw in a couple clips, like the one at the beginning there. Just for fun, I was really enjoying myself, as you can tell by these clips. That last clip really shows like how loud they were getting when Montreal's defense was out. Like, you can hear the horns, you can hear just like all the tools and stuff like that. Yeah, like, I don't know, it was cool to hear. Like, I don't know, as a football player, like, I really love when a team's fans are out there. Like, it really hypes me up when I'm on the field, so I can only imagine how they felt when they were on the field listening to all that. And I know that's just how it is with football out in Quebec, but it's still, like, kudos to you, Montreal fans. You guys killed it out there. Like, good job. I want to congratulate everyone who got a major award winner. I'm going to put the list up on the side over here. But yeah, no, like, you guys had an excellent season, obviously deserve all the credit you got, and just worked really hard. So congrats, you guys earned it. All right, so despite football being my thing, I'm gonna segue into my other thing, and that's hockey. Through this show, my other main coverage is going to be U Sports men's and women's hockey and the PWHL, which starts January 1st. Yeah, like, I'm really looking forward to this. U Sports hockey, I got to do some brushing up on. I got to admit, I did not follow it very closely. I just figured starting this channel will help me want to follow it even more. Yeah, like, again, it's not something that I was watching very much. So, again, I'm still brushing up on it, still doing my research. I'm really liking what I see already. But, yeah, no, I really hope to learn more about U Sports hockey. And, I mean, if any one of you guys watching follow U Sports hockey a little more, or, like, I know, if you report on it, I'd love to have you on the show talking about it. Yeah, like, I don't know, reach out. I'm sure I'm going to have a couple guests on here talking about U Sports hockey. But it's just like, as of right now, it's not my focus. Like, not focus, it's not something I know very much about, so I'm happy to be schooled on it. If I'm gonna be honest, like, teach me anything. Like, but yeah, no, I'm doing my research. And then, again, the next thing I do is I will be covering the PWHL, which, I mean, I really started following women's hockey, with the PHF when it came out. Last year was an amazing season. Toronto 6 with the win. I really watched a lot of the games last season, so I can't wait to see how the PWHL turns out. fingers crossed it works. Women's hockey deserves a pro league, and I can see it happening. It just needs to have the right pieces in place for it to work. So here's hoping the PWHL has the pieces. But yeah, no, PWHL I will be following. Starting first games January 1st, Toronto at New York. And then I think a few games or a few games January 2nd. So it's coming soon. Like as of recording, it's November 28th. Again, it's getting close. Yeah, no, I'm really looking forward to that league. And then in PWHL news, they announced yesterday that they'd be at the NHL All-Star weekend doing 3-on-3 tournaments at Scotiabank. So here's hoping they get the exposure they deserve at this All-Star weekend. But yeah, we'll see what's going on with hockey. So that's it for this week. I was really struggling to come up with things to say. I'm surprised I even hit the 10-minute mark on this video. Like, it's actually really hard. I'm sure the more I get into it, the longer my videos will get. But for a first video, I figured this is a really good length, just for you guys to get vibes from me, stuff like that. But yeah, no, I appreciate you for coming to check out my stuff, come to check out my videos. But yeah, no, I hope to see you again next week. Adios.